It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll look at an exhibit that explores the culture and history of cycling here in Wisconsin.
First, we're checking in on a story we've been following over the last few months. In January, the Center for Investigative Reporting released information about the Tomah VA Medical Center, including data showing that opiate prescriptions had more than quintupled since 2004, along with accusations of attempts to silence whistleblowers.
Since the story broke earlier this year, there's been a lot of fallout, including a VA internal investigation and five other federal and state government inquiries into the medical center. Aaron Glantz is with us to talk about the latest news surrounding the scandal. He's a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. He's the one who broke this story. Aaron, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So just this weekend, you published a new story on this Tomah VA scandal, focusing on the effect that it had on the local community. How big a ripple effect in the Tomah area was there because of these narcotic prescriptions?
It's huge. It's huge. When you have runaway prescriptions of opiate painkillers, which are, similar to heroin, and you have them going on, as happened for a decade, before someone blows the whistle, it's just breathtaking. The Tomah VA Hospital doesn't just serve Tomah. It serves southeastern Minnesota. It goes up to Wausau and Stevens Point. And we found many, many cases going back many, many years of tragedies that linked back up to the chief of staff of that hospital, David Houlihan, who veterans came to call the Candyman.
Yeah, talk some more about him. Did people make a direct link between what was going on in their community to these overprescriptions and to Dr. David Houlihan?
These were all considered isolated incidents at the time, and it's only after we broke the story of these incredible prescriptions and some of the more recent problems and began to look back into the history that we realized that the VA and Dr. Houlihan were a source of some of these problems. For example, there was the overdose death of Angela Colby 8 years ago. She was a 23-year-old woman. Her boyfriend served in the war in Afghanistan, and she was found 8 years ago in her apartment having overdosed on oxycodone, which she had been snorting. And those pills were prescribed. You can now see in the police report and the coroner's report, which we put up on our website, by David Houlihan. It was considered an isolated incident at the time, but now we know that it wasn't an isolated incident, and it was something that traces back to the narcotic prescriptions that we've been reporting about.
And you mentioned in your piece police saying, well, if this had been heroin, illegal drugs, we would have investigated further. This was a legal prescription, so the investigation stopped there in some cases.
Yeah, it was an accidental death, right? And it was a regrettable tragedy. But what we're seeing in our reporting is not only was it a regrettable tragedy, but it was also a preventable tragedy. And what we have here is, you know, oxycodone is a painkiller. It has legitimate medical usage for people in pain, but it's also pharmacologically similar to heroin, and a lot of people abuse it. And when you have a doctor like Dr. Houlihan and a hospital like the Tomah VA, which is giving out this very dangerous medicine like candy, basically we, the taxpayers, have become a drug dealer. And this went on for a long time. Another incident that we write about in the story happened over 5 years ago where a Marine Corps veteran who was stoned on hydrocodone and tranquilizers that were prescribed from the VA, whose doctor was David Houlihan, swerved and rear-ended an Amish buggy on the road in Marshfield and killed a six-week-old baby. And this is another incident where it got some attention in the media at the time, back in 2009, as a crime blotter item. But when we started to look into it, we saw that it, too, traced back to Dr. Houlihan.
Now, there was a town hall meeting on this, I understand, in the area last week. You've been hearing from individuals in the community who've been affected. What's been the message from the community?
I think that there's been an incredible catharsis since our story came out in January. A lot of people were extremely afraid to speak up a lot of people knew what was going on. You know, the cops knew what was going on. The nurses and other dedicated healthcare providers at the VA knew what was happening. The people who worked as social workers to the courts knew that they kept seeing these guys over and over again, and that Houlihan was their doctor, or that they were getting large doses of narcotics from the VA, that these problem patients' addictions were basically being enabled by our tax dollars. People feel very relieved that this is all out in the open now, and now they're looking for some kind of action. There's going to be a congressional hearing in Tomah, Wisconsin. Two congressional committees together, the House Committee on Veterans Affairs and the Senate Committee on Government Oversight and Homeland Security, which is chaired by Senator Johnson of Wisconsin, are going to be meeting together at the same time in Tomah at the end of the month. And I think people are really looking forward to that, to see what's going to happen next.
And speaking of the Senate, there's been fallout for both senators, particularly Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. What is the latest we've heard on her staff's response to whistleblowers on this issue?
Yeah, I mean, she dropped the ball. Senator Baldwin dropped the ball. Senator Johnson dropped the ball. Representative Ron Kind, whose district includes Tomah, he dropped the ball. Whistleblowers went to each one of these three lawmakers in the months, and in the case of Congressman Kind, in the years before our story broke, and tried to bring these concerns forward. None of them really did anything about it. Senator Baldwin has been getting the worst of it because she, previous to our story, she was the only official to have seen this secret Inspector General's report, which was completed last March, that showed that these problems existed. The VA did not publish this report on its website or share it with members of Congress, but she got a hold of it in August of last year and basically sat on it. She's since then launched an internal investigation of her staff and disciplined some of her staff, and basically she says that she never actually saw it herself, and that if she had seen it herself, then she would have certainly done something about it. But again, she's not the only politician to drop the ball. And, you know, this is really an incident where we see the incredible importance of the media in bringing things forward when members of Congress from both parties don't respond when their constituents come forward and ask for help.
Now, you're in touch with whistleblowers on this. What is their sense of the congressional response since your story started coming out? Are they happier, not happy, I guess, but more satisfied with what they're seeing from the delegation?
Well, the delegation has really done a lot since the story came up. Both Senator Baldwin and Senator Johnson, Congressman Kind, have been very aggressive in calling for hearings. And, you know, Senator Baldwin called for a criminal investigation. And in addition to the VA's internal investigation that you mentioned, the DEA is involved in investigating these narcotic prescriptions. The state of Wisconsin's medical board is investigating Dr. Houlihan and two other clinicians at the Tomah VA and may pull their medical licenses. So people, whistleblowers, are watching all of this very closely. On the one hand, they're very heartened by all of this response, but Houlihan had weathered a number of scandals before all this became public, and there's still a lot of fear that as soon as the cameras go away and the newspapers move on to another story, that everything will go back to the way it was before.
Before we move on now, Aaron, I wonder about veterans who have been affected by this, veterans who may be hooked now on oxycodone, using tranquilizers, the other medications prescribed here. In all this effort, are people going back trying to find those who have been affected by this scandal and seeing what can be done to help them?
Yeah, it's really, really tough. And one of the things is you have people who are addicted. Like you said, they have become addicts. And a lot of them are very upset. You know, their medication is being tapered down now that Dr. Houlihan is gone. There are people who were getting high doses of morphine now who can't get it. And it's a very dangerous situation that's being created now that we're moving to these reforms. Because, of course, since the government has been the drug dealer here, if we stop dealing drugs, people do have the and try to get heroin. It also, when you have a physical addiction to a drug like this, you just go cold turkey.
Aaron, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Okay, thank you.
That was Aaron Glantz, reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Tonight after 6, you can hear more about this Toma VA scandal on Reveal, a new radio show from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.